This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a podcast from Joy's jazz show, Bent Notes. Tune in live each Sunday night at joy.org.au.
Our special guests on Bent Notes are two legendary musicians, one an Australian pianist and composer, the other is one of the world's leading Juyong instrumentalists born in China. Paul Grabowski and Mindy Meng Wang will work their magic together when they share the stage to journey in what they call the fertile space between Taiwanese and Chinese folk music and contemporary jazz practice. It's my great pleasure to welcome back to the Bent Notes studio Paul Grabowski and to welcome Mindy Meng Wang. Welcome, Paul and Mindy.
Hi there, David. Hi, how are you?
Very well indeed. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. Paul, you've worked with Mindy across a number of years now. When did you first meet and work together creating some of this cross-cultural music?
I think Mindy and I met quite a few years ago at the old Bennett's Lane Jazz Club. She was sort of moving between different locations at that point in her life, between the UK and Australia. And when she finally decided to come and spend some time here, we talked about working together. I mean, I was immediately attracted to the idea of playing with Mindy because, you know, I'm just very curious about music. When I heard, you know, about her and her extraordinary art, I just thought, well, you know, that would be a wonderful thing to try and see if we can make music together. And so a few years ago, she gave me an opportunity to record a track, we recorded several tracks together, but one of them went on to her CD. So here we are.
Doing it all over again. Mindy, do you recall your first meeting with Paul and what expectations you had around how you would achieve this cross-cultural collaboration?
When I first met Paul, I wasn't thinking about that far ahead. I just I went to see a show and Paul was playing, and I was just amazed by, you know, his music. And I went to introduce myself, and I told him, like, I would love to work with you one day because I really love your music. And you know, around that time, I wasn't really living in Australia. I was sort of visiting at a concert there, and to figure out if I want to actually come here. And so, 10 years later, after I moved here, when we think back that memory, that was quite interesting because when we played together again, like I almost forgot about, like, you know, that encounter. And Paul was like, Mindy, we actually met a long time ago. And I was like, yeah. And it was really interesting. Like back then, I didn't know. Like I just told Paul I want to work with him, but I didn't even know if I'm going to be in Australia again. And so when it all happened, it feels like, you know, what we believe in Chinese, a destiny, like a fate, like a meant to happen. And just like our music, you know, when we play together immediately, because Paul has so many projects out here, like, you know, he's so busy and everybody wants to play with him. And then, but when we play together first time for a performance at Monash Uni, we just immediately know it's something special. We immediately know it's not going to be one-off thing. It's a, you know, we're going to invest our time in there because we both got so much back, you know, come back from playing with each other.
Yeah.
And that was incredible. And we just immediately understand each other in a very, very deep level.
Paul, you've worked in a number of cross-cultural collaborations. I think particularly of a number that you've worked on with our First Nations people from Arnhem Land. I assume there's no secret, but what is the appropriate approach when you're trying to link contemporary jazz with another cultural type of music?
Well, they're all different. I mean, every situation is absolutely different. All the different projects I've done in that space have been very bespoke. So I'm not one for just sort of jumping in and, you know, without really much thought about it, just kind of saying, let's have a jam kind of thing. That's really not where I'm at. I like to work with people who are serious and who are, you know, who represent the very best of what their culture is about and who have the patience and the willingness to meet me halfway somewhere, you know. Yeah. And Mindy is most definitely that person. I mean, Mindy does all kinds of collaborations and also not just musical. I mean, she's also, you know, working in a kind of multidisciplinary context as well. So the idea of taking her classical training and bringing it into a conversation, which is going to result in something which, you know, is very specific, that excites me. And I think that when we play music together, we both know exactly what it is that we're attempting to do. There's no sense of that we're not quite sure. We're absolutely sure. Mm. The only thing we're not sure about is exactly, you know, what notes we're going to play at that time,
yep.
because it's improvised music. But there's no doubt at all in either of our minds, I think, about what it is we're doing and what our intention is.
It's the preparation, the homework that allows you to walk on stage and create beautiful music.
It's empathy too, David.
Ah,
I think it's
yes.
about kind of, you know, it's recognizing in each other some commonality that we really kind of have, that we have identified. And sometimes that commonality has nothing to do with music per se. It's to do with something deeper than that.
Yeah.
It's a kind of a spiritual thing.
Mindy, the instrument you play, would you like to just give us a quick description about what it is and what the sound is?
Okay, well, the instrument I play called a guzheng, and it is an ancient Chinese, some people would call it Chinese zither, or some people call it Chinese harp. It's a flat, it lies flat like a keyboard, and there's the 21 strings on top of that. So usually people will just pluck the strings, and the string, one of the really special sound it makes is about, you know, because you can bend the string, so it creates this like a really pitch bending note,
of course.
And a very bluesy jazz, you know, actually quite bluesy and jazzy. People haven't really brought this instrument into contemporary world and Western musical world in the past, and what I'm doing is like just discovering the possibility on this instrument and say how it would actually blend in, how it would have a identity with different kind of other kind of musical styles. And yeah, so that's what the instrument is.
We're in for quite a treat then on Saturday night at Chapel Off Chapel when we have Paul on the piano and yourself, Mindy, on the guzheng. It's going to be a fantastic sound.
Yeah.
Oh, it is.
Every time when I play
really
with
is.
Paul, it goes to a very deep place, and both of us, you know, like the most really amazing thing is when you know, as an improviser, you can play with it a lot of people. And then when you play with someone and it goes to a very deep place in both of your mind and even feel like it goes into your soul, and it's something actually, you know, you recognize as special, and that's what happens between me and Paul. Like when we play it together, it goes to the conversation is effortless through music, and it goes to somewhere emotional and deep. And I think that's what's so special about this collaboration. Yeah.
Yes, it's very honest. I would agree with that. And the other thing I would add is that, you know, the way that Mindy plays, it has so much nuance. You know, the instrument is capable of so many nuances, and there's such detail in the way that it's played. And that note bending thing is, you know, a very good example of that. I mean, it's so kind of, there's a micro world in that, which is very exciting. And the other thing is that, of course, the piano shares one thing in common with the guzheng, which is that the piano also has many, many strings.
It does.
And those strings are, you know, activated by hammers, which are in turn activated by keystrokes. So whilst it is a far more kind of complicated 19th century industrial proposition as a musical instrument, it is sort of vaguely, at least in terms of its harp-like kind of that aspect of the piano, has a lot in common with what Mendy's instrument can do.
Oh, wonderful.
I just wish we could bend notes on the piano. it's a design fault. But,
well, I've seen you pluck the strings on the piano, Paul.
I do.
Things.
I do all that stuff, yeah. And it's very suitable for that. Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be a fantastic night. Paul and Mindy, thank you both for chatting to Bent Notes tonight about this upcoming collaboration. I'm looking forward to hearing the results on Saturday night, the 21st of October, and seeing and hearing some of it tonight, as we have done here in the Bent Notes studio. We've played a couple of tracks from the album Nervous Energy, and it's been lovely to hear. My best wishes to you both for a superb show on Saturday night at Chapel Off Chapel.
Good to speak to you, David, always. All right, take care.
Our guests on Bent Notes have been pianist and composer Paul Grabowski and Chinese-Australian composer and world-leading contemporary Juzhong performer Mindy Meng Wang. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
You've been listening to a podcast from Bent Notes. Join us live each Sunday night on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.